Hello, fellas.
Oh, Daddy, I'm certain glad to see you.
What's wrong?
Well, I don't think Sooks is feeling very well.
Oh, really? What did she complain of?
Well, my diagnosis would be overeating. Too many apples, frankfurters, jelly beans, ice cream, and lollipops.
Oh, that child. He must have a long spoon that must eat with the devil.
Yes, well, never mind the quotations, Daddy. Just go home.
Why, this gluttony now looks to heaven amid his gorgeous feast, but with besotted, base ingratitude, crams and
all right,
beans.
All right.
Huh?
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, is my daddy there?
Oh, yes, here, Daddy.
Snooks is on the phone.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
You better come home, Daddy. I don't feel good.
Serves you right, you voracious little vulture.
Huh?
Apples, frankfurters, ice cream, candy, and heaven knows what else. What's the matter with you?
I'm hungry.
Hungry? I thought you were ill.
I feel kind of funny, Daddy.
You should.
Daddy?
Well?
What's these little red spots on my tummy?
Spots?
Spots.
On your... Oh, I'll be right home. Don't go near Robespierre.
Why?
Never mind why. Just don't go near him.
Is it catching, Daddy?
I'm afraid it is. Get right into bed and don't move until I get there.
Will you bring me some chocolate?
No.
Then I'll get in bed with Oscar.
Sure. Oh, all right. I'll bring you chocolate.
What kind?
Any kind.
Is it sweet?
Yes.
I don't like
this. I'll listen, you. Hang up that phone and get into bed. I'm leaving right now. Goodbye. Well, boys? I'm afraid it's measles.
That's nice.
Measles? Jeepers, he climbed all over me. You've never had measles, Meredith?
No, sir.
Nor I, Daddy.
Well, all you can do is sit tight and hope for the best. So long, fellas. I wish you luck. Can't you go a little faster, driver?
Cab's falling apart now, buddy, and I don't want no cops.
If you get any tickets, I'll square them. Hurry up.
Okay.
Let's have a look at you.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Aha.
I got it, huh?
Stand still, Snooks. Turn your face to the light.
Why?
I want to examine those papules.
I ain't got no papules.
Yes, yes, just as I thought. Snooks, I think it's measles.
How do you know, Daddy?
Those red spots on your face. Oh, and look, they're all over your tummy, too.
I got some on.
Never mind. I've seen enough to convince me. Oh, here. Hold this thermometer in your mouth. I'm going to call the hospital.
I ain't going to no hospital.
Well, our doctor's out of town, and somebody's got to look at you.
Call the milkman.
No, don't be silly. Now, open your mouth. Now, that's better. You'll be all right soon. Measles isn't very serious in a child. I had it. Everybody has it. Hello. Emergency ward, please.
Oh, Daddy.
Now, don't talk, Snooks. Keep that thing in your mouth. Hello. This is Mr. Higgins, 124 Crum Avenue. Will you please send somebody over here right away? I think my child has the measles. Her temperature? Oh, just a minute. What's your temperature, Snooks?
154.
Hello? 154? Huh? Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Snooks, let me see it.
I can't.
Well, why not?
I swallowed it.
Oh. Hello. She swallowed the thermometer. You better hurry. Goodbye. Snooks.
I'm only fooling, Daddy. I didn't swallow it.
Oh, thank heaven.
I just bit off the end.
Get rid of it quick here. That's mercury.
Tastes good.
Open your mouth. Don't swallow that stuff. Is this all of it?
I think so.
Oh, Snooks, what am I going to do with you?
Kiss me, Daddy.
No, no, please don't. I can't kiss you now, Snooks.
Why?
Because you've got something very contagious. If you kiss me, I'll get it too.
Can I kiss the dog?
What for?
Well, if I kiss the dog, he'll get it, won't he?
I don't know. I guess so.
Then he'll play with the dog next door, and he'll get it. And Jimmy lives next door, don't he?
Don't tell me you want little Jimmy to catch the measles.
No, but he always kisses my teacher. And she's the one I'm after.
No. Is it possible that you are normally capable of such malicious machinations? Or shall I attribute it to the wanderings of a feverish mind?
No good.
It's positively demoniacal.
Yeah, I like it too.
Oh, let me get your clothes off. If you weren't ill, I'd thank you. The very idea of transmitting germs.
What germs, Daddy?
Those are the tiny microscopic animals that cause all the trouble.
Oh. Well, our dog's got them anyhow.
How do you know?
I see one hop.
You can't see germs. Only under a microscope.
I want to see a germ.
Now, stand still. The doctor will be here in a minute.
No! I want to see a germ!
Oh, no! Don't get yourself excited. Raise your temperature.
I don't want to see a germ.
No.
If you don't throw me a germ, I'll take Ralph to it.
Oh. You haven't been near him, have you?
Haven't I?
Oh, you couldn't possibly think of such a contemptible thing.
I thought of the dog thing.
Now, Snooks, look at me. Did you go near Robespierre?
No, Daddy.
Then why do you torture me with these sly implications?
Because I love you.
Charles Delirious. Sir, come here.
Why?
I want you to take one of these pills.
Yeah.
Oh, now, please, dear. It won't hurt you. Now, look. If you take one, I'll take one, too.
You take yours, please.
Oh, all right. Now, watch. There. I swallowed it. Oh, what's the matter?
That's the one I wanted.
Oh, no. They're both alike. Now, go on. Take it.
No.
Well, look. Will you take some medicine instead? Look, this nice cherry-colored stuff you had last time. Will you take some of this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's my little soldier. I'm just going to pour a few drops into the spoon. There.
Put some more in.
Okay. Now, that's the kind of courage to have. Now, how's that?
Fill up the spoon.
Well, fine. There it is. Right to the top. Now, open your mouth.
I don't want it.
But, Snooks, you just said you'd take it.
I'm delirious, Daddy.
Oh, please, Snooks. It's delicious stuff. It's wonderful. Tastes divine.
You like it, Daddy?
Oh, sure. I love it.
Then you swallow it.
All right, but will you take some if I do?
Uh-huh.
Well, here goes. It's the most delicious stuff I ever tasted.
Who do you think you're fooling, Daddy?
Now, look here, you. I'm not going to argue anymore.
If you take some more, I will.
Tell it to Sweeney. You're going to take it right now.
What's that, Daddy?
Why, I think it's the ambulance.
Oh, Daddy.
Now, don't you worry, sir. I won't let them take it.
Oh, Daddy.
Let's stop here. I'll go let them in. Now, don't be scared, Snooks. I'll be right back.
Where's the patient?
Right through here, Doctor. Oh, who's this man?
He's my stretcher bearer. Come along, Drip Can.
Coming, Doc.
Oh, but you're not going to take the child away, are you?
Well, probably have to isolate her if it's contagious.
Oh, well, here she... Oh, where is she?
Nobody here.
Snooks! Snooks! Oh, the bathroom. Snooks, are you in there?
No, it's Mommy. I'm taking a bath. Leave me alone.
Oh, come out, darling. Nobody's going to hurt you. Unlock the door.
Send those men away.
There's nobody here. Heaven forgive me.
You listen, Daddy. I'm looking through the keyhole.
Well, I didn't want you to be afraid, Snooks. It's only the ambulance doctor. He just wants to look at you.
Well, I'm looking through the keyhole.
You better hurry, Mr. Higgins. We've got another call.
Yes. Snooks, if you come out, I'll buy you a pony.
Help us, Wayne.
Oh, I'll get her out.
Oh, Drip Can.
Yes, Doc?
Get the keyhole vaporizer and shoot some castor oil through the door.
I'm coming. No shoot no castor oil, mister.
Well, that's a good girl. They won't touch you, Snooks.
Of course not. Just sit in this chair, honey.
Yes, honey.
I'll see the eruptions, Doc. Velvety papules with crescentic borders. There's a noticeable photophobia with increased lacrimation. Can't be anything but measles, Doctor.
So is that your diagnosis, Dr. Higgins?
Well,
yes. Well, it's poison ivy. Come along, Drip Can. Good day.
Poison ivy. Jeepers, ain't we ever going to run into a good case of thrombobastinia? What, something like that?
Well, I could have sworn it was measles.
You're bad, Daddy?
Oh, of course not. I'm very happy to hear it's nothing as serious as that. Now, you get into bed, and I'll go to the drugstore and get some kind of lotion.
Ain't poison ivy catching?
Oh, I don't think so.
What can I teach him now, Daddy?
Oh, I believe it'll be all right. Come on.
I love you, Daddy.
Okay, get in bed. I still think she's delirious. Good night, folks.
Good